What would help Congress solve the daunting problems facing the nation? Threats, special commissions, super committees, being locked in a room until they get something done? Well, one member of Congress thinks the House and the Senate would function better if everyone was better trained in scientific thinking. Rush Holt is a Democratic congressman from New Jersey's 12th District, and he's a physicist, the only one in Congress. Congressman Holt has called for scientific thinking to rescue the gridlocked Congress in an article in the journal Nature, which typically looks at the behavior of plants and animals, animals not in Congress. Holt argues that a scientific approach to problem solving has a track record of getting things done. Congressman Holt, welcome to The Takeaway.
It's good to be with you, John.
And how has science or a scientific outlook, a scientific background, helped you as someone in the political world?
Well, my constituents often say, isn't it wonderful to have a scientist in Congress? We need more scientists in Congress. And I think that would be good. I actually think what would be equally good would be to have more scientific thinking among the non-scientists in Congress and elsewhere. And I mean that for the reasons that maybe aren't obvious. Sure, we need people who can talk intelligently, think intelligently, make budget decisions about NASA or small business innovative research or that sort of thing. But I'm more interested in the way scientists are trained to deal with uncertainty, to deal with evidence and statistical reasoning, things that are generally lacking in the political debate.
So if collectively, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, Congress had a greater scientific background and was approaching a problem like the fiscal cliff, how would it approach that problem differently using its sort of scientific reasoning than it does now? And we should stipulate that, you know, Congress isn't doing much about the problem right now.
Well, there are, of course, obvious things that scientists tend to have more comfort dealing with numbers, more familiarity with orders of magnitude. So it helps put numbers in perspective. The money that could be raised by lifting the income cap on wage taxes for Social Security, or the size of foreign aid in our budget. Helping to put those in perspective, using order of magnitude reasoning would help a lot.
Let's use that as an example. So in the first case, that's a very, very big number. In the second case, foreign aid, that's a very, very small number compared to the size of the budget, right?
Compared to the size of the budget. But of course, that's the important point. People hear about the hundreds of millions of dollars spent on foreign aid, and they say, well, isn't that a huge waste? But they don't have a sense of perspective of how that relates to other expenditures for the F-35 fighter jet or, you know, whatever it might be. So those are some of the more obvious things, this familiarity with numbers, the comfort with technologies or technical terminologies and technical arguments. But what is lacking most, I think, is this basic idea that scientists have that it's not how strongly you believe something, it's what the evidence says. So, you know, scientists are no less stubborn or arrogant than ordinary people. They're not necessarily smarter or wiser than others, but they all buy into a basic premise of their work, which is they know that when other scientists substantiate opposing ideas, then they have to yield. They have to be open to evidence.
We're talking to Congressman Rush Holt, who's a Democrat representing New Jersey's 12th congressional district, who's written an article for Nature calling for greater scientific expertise or reasoning skills on the part of politicians, and that it would improve our discourse and our governance here in the United States. Let me play a couple of clips of your colleagues who maybe suggest we have a really long way to go here. Here's Senator Jim Inhofe, Republican of Oklahoma.
My point is, God's still up there. And this is the arrogance of people who think that we, human beings, would be able to change what he is doing in the climate is, to me, outrageous.
Now, Senator Inhofe wrote a book called The Greatest Hoax, How the Global Warming Conspiracy Threatens Your Future. And at one time, he was the chairman of the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. Now, is that a problem?
Well, in that particular case, it is. And that's not really what I'm talking about here. I just don't know where to go in an argument with Senator Inhofe. On something like that, there's not much basis for discussion.
But the way scientists would deal with that, though, is that everyone would agree that there is a certain amount of evidence that justifies that whatever the degree, there is some kind of global warming problem and that humans are in part a cause of it, right?
Well, yes. And I think that's the point I was trying to make, is that among scientists, it's not ideological certitude that counts. It's the evidence that resolves every argument, that your ideas are necessarily provisional. That's what every scientist understands. You know, physicists like to say that however confident they are in what they know, they have to keep in the back of their mind that there might be a patent clerk in Switzerland by the name of Einstein who's going to show you that everything you think you know is wrong. And that sort of provisionality of your ideas helps you resolve conflict. It helps you come to compromise. It helps you, it's an open-mindedness that when the evidence is pointed out by others, you have to yield. So with the matter of climate change, we don't need members of Congress who are experts on glaciation. We don't need members of Congress who understand atmospheric chemistry, but it would help if they understood how you make decisions in the face of uncertainty. If they were more comfortable with statistical reasoning. I think this offers us an opportunity to break out of the gridlock that paralyzes the legislative branch. When one realizes that our knowledge is provisional, can be checked against accumulating evidence, you know, then it makes it possible to achieve more optimal solutions.
Well, a consummation devoutly to be wished, absolutely. Congressman
yes,
Rush Holt,
John,
thanks so much.
It's a pleasure always listening to you. Thank you.
Congressman Rush Holt represents New Jersey's 12th Congressional District. He's a Democrat serving in Congress, which he believes would benefit from greater scientific thinking. He's a scientist himself.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage of The Takeaway is supported in part by W.K. Kellogg Foundation, WKKF.org, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.